Tanav came back in Chayav Mishnah Aleph Hashita, a wooden chest. So the din is that a wooden cleat that's very large and holds 40 solid liquid and cannot be moved by one person would not be makabel tuma. And this is the Xerus of custom. A wooden cleat that cannot be moved when it's full by one person is not makabel tuma. Bisham Eimrim Nindenes Mibifnim Ubeitilo Eimrim Nindenes Mibachot. Bisham said, when we measure the sheet to see if it holds 40 solid liquid, we measure it only from the inside. Only if the interior of the sheet holds 40 solid liquid would it not be makabel tuma. While Beitilo holds, we measure it from the outside. We also take into account the thickness of the wall. If the interior of the sheet plus the thickness of the wall would hold 40 saw, then it would not be makabel tuma, even though the inside of the sheet does not actually hold 40 saw. Modem elu be'elu shein oibi haraglayim va'oibi lutbazbazin nimda. But both Beishama and Beitilo agree that we don't take into account the thickness of the legs of the sheet or the thickness of the rims of the sheet when we measure the sheet to see if it holds 40 saw. If the sheet would only hold 40 saw, we would also take into account the thickness of the raglayim and lutbazbazin, that had they been hollowed out and filled with liquid, that together with the sheet it would hold 40 saw, then it would be makabel tuma, as oibi raglayim and oibi lutbazbazin is not included in the medida. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Moedim Sha'ibi Araglayim, Va'ibi Lubazazin Nimda. Ubeinayim Eina Nimda. Rabbi Yosi holds that Beisham and Beitil do not argue at all. They both agree that not only do we take into account the thickness of the actual walls of the Shita, but we also take into account the thickness of the Araglayim and Lubazazin when we measure to see if it holds 40 saw, as if the Shita only holds 40 saw. Had we filled the Oibi Araglayim over the Lubazazin with liquid, it would not be makabel tuma. But the area in between the raglayim and lubazazim would not be included in the measurement. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Aymer, Im hayu haraglayim gvoz tepa, ein beinayim nimda, v'im la beinayim nimda. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri agrees with Rabbi Yosef. He takes it one step further. He says, if the legs of the shita were tepa high, then he agrees entirely with Rabbi Yosef that we take into account the oibi raglayim and the oibi lubazazim, but we don't take into account the space between the raglayim and between the lubazazim. But if not, if the raglayim were not closed tefach, they were shorter than a tefach, then according to Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, the Shammai may still agree that not only do we take into account the oibi raglayim and oibi lubazazim when we measure the shita, but we also take into account the space between the raglayim and between the lubazazim. If the shita would hold 40 saw, if we would include also the area in between the raglayim and in between the lubazazim, then the shita would not be makabel tuma. Raglayim and oibi lubazazim included in the medida, but also the space and area in between the raglayim and lubazazim is also included in the medida. If the shita would only hold 40 saw, if we took into account also the area in between the raglayim and the lubazazim, the shita would not be makabel tuma. In the previous mission, we were discussing a shita, a wooden chest. Now, if the wooden chest has a wheel, it's man shehi nishmeta. If that wheel is detachable, it comes off from the shita. It's not considered part of the shita. So therefore, if the shita is makabel tuma, then the mochni would not become tummy with it. It's considered something separate from the shita. And if the shita is very large, that it holds 40 saw liquid, like we saw in the previous mishnah, then in such a case, the shita would not be makabel tuma. But the mochni is considered something separate from the shita, so the mochni would be makabel tuma. The eina nimdedes ima. The mochni, since it's detachable, would not be measured together with the shita. When we measure the shita to see if the shita holds 40 saw liquid and would be too large to be makabel tuma, we do not count the thickness of the mukhni when we measure the shita, and since the mukhni is detachable, it's not considered part of the chest. The eina matzelis ima ba'oil ames. It would not help the shita protect the kelim that are inside the shita from becoming tame in oil ames. And the thing is that all kelim under the same roof of the mace would become tame. But this shita, if it's very large, that it holds 40 saw liquid, and it's not makabel tuma, if there are kelim inside of it, and the shita is covered, the shita would protect the kelim inside of it from becoming tame, even though it's under the same roof of the mace. But if there's a hole in the shita that the tefach wide, then the tumor would come through the hole and would be metame the kelim inside the shita, even though the shita is covered. Now, if the shita has a mukhni, it has a wheel, and the wheel covers up part of the hole, so now the hole is less than the tefach. If the mukhni is detachable, it would not help to diminish the size of the hole in the shita, and therefore the tumor would go through the hole and be metame the kelim inside the hole. Ba'ein garin eisa b'shabes. You cannot move the shita on Shabbos if there's money inside the mukhni. And since money is muksa, the mukhni is considered a basis l'davar asr, a base for muksa. You're not allowed to move a basis l'davar asr on Shabbos. Now, even if the shita is holding things that are not muksa, and the dinit, if a kli is holding things that are muksa plus things that are not muksa, that's called a basis l'davar asr, a basis for muksa, And a basis for davar mutter is also a basis for things that are mutter, and the dinit, that if the things that are mutter are more chasher than the things that are asr, you would be allowed to move the basis on Shabbos. But since the mukhna is considered something separate from the shita, we don't look at what the shita is holding. Instead, we look only what the mukhna is holding. And the mukhna is holding most, which is muksa. So therefore, you're not allowed to move the shita on Shabbos, and by moving the shita, you'd also be moving the mukhna, and the mukhna is muksa. Then ena nishmetes. But if the mukhna is not detachable from the shita, it's a permanent part of the shita. Chibala. It's considered part of the shita. So if the shita becomes tummy, the mukhna would become tummy with it. And if the shita is not makabal tumah, as it holds 40 solid liquids, then the mukhna also would not be makabal tumah. When we measure the shita to see if it holds 40 solid liquids, we would also take into account the thickness of the mukhna. If the shita together with the thickness of the mukhna holds 40 solid liquids, then the shita would not be makabal tumah. When my cell is ima ba'al amet, and if the mukhna is attached to the shita in a permanent way, it would help protect the kalim inside the shita from becoming tamei and ayar mates. Even if there's a hole in the shita, if the mukhna covers up that hole, that would protect the kalim inside the shita. The garin oisa b'shabes afa pishiyesh betocha mos. And if the mukhna is attached in a permanent way to the shita, you'd be allowed to move the shita even though there's money inside the mukhna, and the mukhna would not be considered a basis to a davar asur, since there are things that are mutter inside the shita, and the mukhna is considered part of the shita. So we take into account also the dvarim hamutarim that are inside the shita, and it would be considered a basis to a davar asur and to a davar mutter, and the din is you'd be allowed to move the shita on Shabbos. Hakimron shalom. A mukhni that has a kimron. A kimron is a rounded cover that covers up only half of the mukhni. Bizman shehu kavua chibala v'nindarima. If this cover is attached in a permanent way to the shita, attached with nails, so it would be considered part of the shita. And therefore, if the shita becomes tummy, this cover would become tummy with it. And so, too, we would measure the kimron together with the shita when we want to see if the shita holds 40 sov liquid. Even though the kimron is rounded, so therefore the top of the kimron rises up above the top of the shita, the space in between the top of the shita and the top of the kimron is considered part of the shita. Then ain't a kavur. But if the kimron, the cover on top of the shita, is not attached in a permanent way, ain't a chibala, not considered part of the shita. The shita would become tummy, the kimron would not become tummy with it. There ain't no nimdarima. We would not measure the kimron together with the shita when we measure the shita to see if it holds 40 solid liquid. Ketan moded in oso. Rosh tor. How do we measure the part of the shita that's not covered by the kimron? That we said that when the kimron is attached to the shita permanently, that the space in between the top of the shita and the top of the kimron is considered part of the shita when we measure the shita to see if it holds 40 solid liquid. But how do we measure the space above the shita and the part of the shita that's not covered by the kimron? At that part of the shita also, since the shita is partially covered by the kimron, should also be included in the shita, even though that part of the shita is not covered by the kimron. So the Mishnah tells us that we measure it on a diagonal. We take a string from the top of the kimron that ends halfway above the shita, and extend that string over the part of the shita that's not covered by the kimron till the end of the shita. That string would be on a diagonal as the kimron rises up above the shita. And even the part above the shita that's not covered by the kimron, if it's underneath this string, would be considered part of the shita when we measure the shita to see if it holds 40 solid liquids. Rabbi Huda Aymer Meini Yechol Alamo B'fnei Atzma Tahira. Rabbi Huda said, a shita that has a kimron attached to it, and the shita does not have a firm base, and the weight of the kimron causes the shita to tip over, in such a case, since the shita does not stay in one place, it tips over, it would not be makabel tumah. It's not considered a kli, even though it does not hold 40 solid liquids. The Sakh of Kenan Parakit Chas, Mishnah Gimel, Ashida, Vateva, Vamikdo. Chest or account.